Blog Talk Radio.
Jean-Luc, Geordi specs, mysteries on the holodecks, asteroids, triple droids, telepathic betazoids, transporter, deadly claw, visitor from L.A. Law, photons, no Kirk, captain has gone berserk, shuttlecraft, Council Troy, Dr. Crusher's little boy, Klingon rights, parasites, new heights, phaser fights, Data's head, Tasha's dead, Riker's hanging by a thread, celebration, transformations, everyone to battle stations.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of Trek Talking and Beyond. This is going to be our first look slash reaction to Star Trek Lower Decks trailer, which just dropped today, just a few short hours ago. This is my second podcast of the day. I just got done doing Stunt Treks with the Leslie Hoffman talking about child labor on Star Trek. And here I am back again just an hour later with the one and only Charles, who's out in Las Vegas. How you doing tonight, Charles?
I'm doing good. Ready to talk Lower Decks tonight.
Yeah, we were kind of surprised. We've been waiting for something to come out on Lower Decks, and then all of a sudden, boom, they drop a two-minute trailer on us just today, and we wanted to get out there and talk about it right now while it's hot, while it's fresh, and strike. So that's what we did, and hopefully we'll have some other fans calling in. Our number here is 646-668-2433. If you caught that trailer and you want to give us a call and share your thoughts, your insights, your expectations, please do. We would absolutely love to hear from you. So, I don't know if you caught the trailer or not. I'm pretty sure you saw it, Charles, because you sent me the link.
Several times.
So, I watched it a couple of times myself so that I would be very well prepared for tonight. But listen, guys, if you haven't seen the trailer, guess what? I have it right here for you. Obviously, being Blog Talk Radio, this is only the audio, but there's some great lines in here, some great character moments, and just to get you wet up a little bit for the show, here it is, the trailer for Star Trek Lower Decks.
Captain's Log. Stardate 57436.2. First contact is a delicate, high-stakes operation of diplomacy. One must be ready for anything.
Are you pretending to do a captain's log?
We're all supposed to keep logs.
Okay, let me listen to it.
No, go away. Leave me alone.
I can't believe you're wasting your shore leave on this.
Wow.
This is the greatest ship I've ever seen.
Hey, you! Spring girl!
Pump this! Don't pass out!
Sorry. I'm good at exploring strange new worlds and solving space mysteries.
Let's see what I got assigned.
Holodeck waste removal.
That's Klingon prison stuff.
Ensign, do you see a captain's chair in your future?
I hope so, ma'am. Hey, if I part my hair like this, do I look more promotable or less?
The Cerritos might be falling apart, but that's our job to keep it together.
You are a natural-born warrior.
Okie dokie.
And we're here?
No, we're actually way down here.
Keep it moving, Lower Decks.
Next!
My senior staff are always up for a challenge.
Nothing like a cold beer after a smooth second contact.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah!
It is better down here where the real action is.
We're gonna serve side by side
an elite team.
We're not really elite. We're more like the cool, scrappy underdogs.
We are so getting fired for this.
Attention all decks!
Lives are at stake.
But our crew is ready and focused.
Ooh, this is the new shuttle with the blast shield!
The blast
Stop
shield
it.
Is
nope.
the blast
it
shield!
Works.
And it comes down and it goes up the blast shield!
Stop it.
We live on a spaceship! Nobody is dying from a spear wound! Hang in there! You got this!
Space, the funnest frontier?
Long-range sensors have located a very sexy...
Oh,
no! Definitely no! No! No to this, and also that!
You
almost phasered me!
Calm down. It's set to... It was set to stun.
So there you have it. That's the trailer for Star Trek Lower Decks, which is going to premiere on Thursday, August 6th. They have a first season already, which consists of 10 half-hour episodes. Again, that's Thursday night. Charles and I were talking before the show. We're hoping that they drop these at midnight, like they did with Star Trek Picard last year, because dropping them at 5 o'clock just creates a giant hassle. And when you're trying to log on to the server, it gets bogged down, and it's slow, and you can't connect. So I hope they drop them at midnight, and that way it gives people a chance to watch them staggered instead of everybody trying to go all at once. So Star Trek Lower Decks, let me read a little bit of the plot synopsis here for you guys, and then we can dive right in and talk about what we saw in the trailer. The Starfleet crew residing in the lower decks of the USS Cerritos include Ensign Beckett Mariner, Ensign Brad Bormaer, and I'm probably saying these names wrong, Ensign Tendi, Ensign Rutherford. The Starfleet characters that comprise the ship's bridge crew include Captain Carol Freeman, Commander Jack Ransom, Lieutenant Shax, and the Doctor Ta'anna. And these guys make second contact because they're not good enough to make first contact. So we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. So, Shannon, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So have you had a chance to check out the trailer yet for Lower Decks?
Well, actually, I went online and looked up all the theories, too.
What did you think?
Well, okay. To me, Star Trek, an animated series, is always pigs in space because that's just what I grew up with. But I thought it looked entertaining, and that's good because I don't usually do comedic. Like, Star Trek is not my thing, but this looks very cute.
I agree. I've already been hearing a lot of fans have been already – ragging on it, it's not Star Trek, and it's I'm not going to watch it, and I'll pass, I'll give up, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you're going to have that negativity every time a new Star Trek comes out.
Yep.
So I just want to say that this isn't the Star Trek that we're used to. And what I've heard some people saying is that these characters don't act like you would expect characters on a starship to act. Okay. I'll give you that. It's an animated show.
Yes. So, you're also dealing with a crew that isn't a flagship, isn't a first contact ship. We're used to ships that go through, and they're going to deal with first contact, not second and third contact. Gee, we've already
right.
had the flagship come in. We've already bargained out. We're already working on trying to make a peace agreement with this group.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go check and see what the planet looks like. Let's go visit the planet with the next group of people.
Right. And we also saw that on Discovery. We see people like Tilly who act like a regular person on the show, which is not how we ever seen Star Trek people act before.
Exactly. Exactly. And
also
there's
the fact
a lot
that if anybody is a fan or has watched very much Rick and Morty,
nope.
This is a similar this is similar level of comedy that you see in Rick and Morty.
Okay, I don't like Rick and Morty. Don't do it.
Personally, for me, I'll sit there. I've seen the first three seasons. I haven't caught up with the last season. I can sit there and watch it and not take it serious and laugh at it. There's a lot of rough humor in it, but you still can't sit there and help to laugh at it. Like, okay, that was good. That was funny.
There's that Star Trek. This is one of the things that Star Trek does so well, and that is that in the Star Trek family of shows and movies, there's something there for everybody's taste. And you might not like Insurrection, which I don't. Maybe you don't like Generations, which I don't.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
you don't even like Nemesis, which I don't. But maybe you love Discovery, which I do. So there's something there for everybody, and maybe this new animated show isn't for you. Maybe you don't like animation. Maybe you don't like the humor. Whatever the reason may be, it's not your cup of Earl Grey, so we'll say. And that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
But I've heard many people talk about how dark Discovery is, how dark Picard was. Okay, this one's not going to be dark. This one's going to be very lighthearted. This one's meant to be funny. Okay, we had our funny points in Discovery. We had our funny spots in Picard. But we may have not got a chance to laugh at every episode. This one, you're going to be laughing at a regular basis.
I agree. I think that this animated series, the trailer that we just saw, actually we just listened to it because we're on the radio. But to me, I'm gonna drop a name here, and I'm gonna say something that, if you've listened to the show in the past, you're gonna be shocked to hear these words come out of my mouth. But to me, this is the show that I thought the Orville was going to be and wasn't. And I was looking for something funny, something humorous, something that you can just sit back and enjoy and watch and not have to analyze, because it's not full of all these heavy, social issues and things of that nature. Not that there's anything wrong with those, but this is the type of show where you can just sit back and just watch it and veg. And that's what it's going to give you. And you don't have to sit there and analyze it. Well, so-and-so should have morally done this, and the prime directive said that this should have happened. None of that. This just seems like a sit back and enjoy show.
Well, not just that, but the first career for us is Discovery. I'd wear glasses, my glasses, because I had to read all the subtext or the closed caption at the bottom, because that's why there's so much Klingon. I don't think this is going to be like that.
No, but did you notice that we did see a cartoon Klingon, though? They did go to the Klingon homeworld. There's a brief clip there. And they go to, I think it's Kronos, I'm not sure, but they're on a Klingon planet anyways. And there's a Klingon in the background that we see briefly.
And for those of you who haven't seen it, they're just listening to it, the Doctor's a cat.
Yes, and I heard something interesting. I don't know if this is true or not, but that Michael Chabon, who wrote this, said that it's an homage to TNG, and that the doctor was actually modeled after everybody's favorite doctor from season 2, Dr. Pulaski.
Well,
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've been
hearing. Fine, so. Yeah, because I heard something online today. Like, it's fun for Dr. Perlasky now.
Yes, Dr. Perlasky.
Okay. I've been looking at Trek movies, little cut up of this video. Not only do we have Klingons, we have a small battle with some Romulans also, and some digital Borg.
And some board. Did you notice the name of the shuttlecraft that they were fixing?
No.
The engineer is fixing a shuttlecraft at the very end of the clip where she goes, oh, wow, it has ray shields. The shields go up, the shields go down. That scene that we heard, the name of the shuttlecraft that they were on was the Yosemite. And, of course, that's where they were in Star Trek V when Captain Kirk climbs the mountain there, El Capitan.
Did you all catch when she's got the iPad or whatever? It has three jobs that she could end up doing, and one of them was lubing the turbo shaft. Lubing the turbo lift. I'm like, really? Really?
and did you see the one that she was doing? Clean toxic waste out of the holodeck or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they show her in the holodeck with a little hovercraft that she's pulling these containers out of the wall, and one of them, Bray Cloud, goes flying towards her, and she almost passes out and throws up on the thing. I'm like, it just looks incredibly stupidly funny, but I think I'm going to like it. So,
well, it's funny because, like I said, I don't usually like that kind of stuff for my Star Trek, but this looks entertaining, and in this day and age, I could use some entertaining.
Okay,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Another scene that throws up here, when the doctor says, here, pump this, and don't faint. And she's sitting here trying to squeeze this guy's heart.
Yeah. She's like, I'm sorry, and she's trying to stick it back in.
Well, like, there's another scene where I wish I knew these characters' names, but I don't yet because we haven't seen them. But they're down on a planet, and one of the aliens throws a spear, and it hits the guy. Mm-hmm. And she goes, we live on a spaceship. No one's going to die from a spear injury. And then she goes into full ninja mode and kicks the crap out of the aliens there. And I'm like, wow, it just seems like it's going to go just far enough.
Yeah.
But not over the edge. I think it's gonna. And you didn't see this on the radio, but the very last scene in the trailer, you hear the guy. There's a guy. You hear the guy's voice. The sensors have detected a very sexy. And then someone opens the door and walks in. The dude is sitting there, buck ass naked at the console, doing some captain's log or whatever he was doing.
Okay, we'll call it that.
And it's funny how they properly censor
right,
as
a digital square.
Yeah.
Which is funny because then he wouldn't have to cover himself. He covered himself, but of course, he didn't really have to because we couldn't see anything.
Exactly.
Well, then she almost she shoots him with a phaser. I guess to try out a force field, because that's what it looked like in the video. And so you could kill me. No, it's set to. Now it's set to stun.
That was hilarious. Everything that they showed in this trailer, I thought was funny. I laughed at it. I thought it was very well done, very flavorful, and I like the actors that are voicing these characters. They seem the voices go well with the characters, and something else too. The ship. Was it last week, I think, they released the first poster, and people were ragging on the ship. Mm-hmm. But in this trailer, we actually get to see the ship in action, not just a still shot. And I like the way the ship looks a lot better than I did from the still of it. The only thing that was weird was that
Ragging on his ship. Even the engineer is ragging on the ship.
Yep. Did you guys notice that the name and the registry of the ship are backwards? Did you guys notice that?
No, I can see the registry a lot longer.
When the ship flies over, when they show the flyby of the ship, and the camera's looking down on the ship as the ship flies by you, you see the front of the saucer section, the ship flies by, the camera rotates over the top of the ship like in the Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the name and registry of the ship are on the back of the ship and not on the front. Did you guys notice that?
I didn't notice that, but I didn't think about it. But that makes sense that they're not the flagship. But everything we've ever seen, hasn't it always been in the front, no matter what ship it is?
Yes, but not this one.
I didn't know it had more digits, but to me, it made it look like there's just more ships now than there were before, to me.
NCC-75567.
Yep. Now, are you looking at it right now? There's no way you already memorized it.
Yes. I'm looking at truck movie stuff.
Okay, because I knew 75 and then three more numbers. I can't remember what they
were. Oh, by the way, Jim, when Mariner is looking at the pad,
mm-hmm.
she can do turbo lift lubing, holodeck waste removal, and carbon fiber maintenance.
Yeah, I don't know what the bottom one is.
Job.
Oh, that's carbon filter. Did it say fiber, really?
That's exactly, they lifted it right up. That's exactly
well,
what you had choice to do it.
I saw the screen on it. That's like carbon filter. Maybe my brain filled in carbon filter because that's what I figured it would say. Does that make more sense?
No, did you guys catch that they used Star Trek The Next Generation music in this trailer anyways? I don't know if they're going to do that for the show.
Yeah,
when they're on and Cronus or whatever.
The thing is, that opening song isn't Star Trek Next Generation. The first opening song, that is motion picture. With the horn, that's motion picture opener.
Oh. Well, so when they're on the Vulcan planet, the Klingon planet, he's wearing a Next Generation, long dress outfit.
He's wearing the dress uniform Captain Picard and Riker would wear whenever they went to meet with an admiral.
Yeah. Right. When our one Phantom's in the shuttle, he's also in the long dress there. As we see all the coffee cups sitting on top of the shuttle's panel.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to do that in the shuttle, like have coffee spilled all over the electric panels, but okay.
Well, luckily,
that
the electric panels are glass and they're waterproof.
We don't know. Like, there's some material we haven't seen yet. Come on.
Yeah, that's very true. And we know that there's a holodeck on this ship because the Geordi character, the character with the eyepiece, I call him the Geordi character because I don't know his name, but the Geordi character, he's on the holodeck just kicking the crap out of some Borg.
Okay.
And then,
we don't know it's a holodeck. We assume it's a holodeck.
Right. We're assuming that it's a holodeck because I don't think they were real Borg.
No.
Maybe they were. I don't know.
In a boxing ring?
I think that character that shows up and tells him that he has the heart of a warrior, I think that character is the chief is the chief of security on the ship, I think. I might be wrong. But I think
I can find the picture.
Look, it could be a holodeck version of him, too, though. It could be like the whole Barclay thing where they make characters
that
look like they're
true.
People.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. It could be a holodeck.
Yes, I think that is that was, as I look in, I believe that was some security training.
Mm-hmm.
And that the security, chief of security was the one that put the ensign on the training. And he did so well on. As
Rutherford, they stole a lower deck.
Rutherford took out all those Borg. Mm-hmm.
In theory.
Oh, and before we go too far, I was hoping that Eric was going to be able to join us tonight.
For his birthday?
But
happy birthday?
Tonight, tonight is a very special night. Tonight is Eric's birthday. Now, usually, if you guys don't know this by now, usually on Trek Talking on Thursday night, we would sing a very special version, our version, of happy birthday to Eric. But we're not having a show on Thursday because I'm going to be on vacation. So when this popped up, I thought this is a great opportunity to sing happy birthday to Eric on his actual birthday. So I just wanted to take a moment to wish Eric a very happy, very, very happy birthday and hope that he has a great day with his family. And we will see you on our next version of Trek Talking, which will be on Thursday the 23rd. And we have a very special show talking about Borg. We're going to have the Borg of all Borg with us, not Jerry Ryan. Manu Intirami is going to be with us, who played Icheb on Star Trek Voyager.
Every one?
And he's going to be with us on the at 7:30 on Thursday the 23rd. You guys can call 646-668-2433 with your questions. We're going to talk about working with Jerry Ryan, working with the Borg, how he got the job, how did he feel when they killed off Icheb, why didn't they have him reprise the role. We're going to have some fun.
Why they didn't have him on there, but that's okay.
We're going to have some fun Borg talking with a Borg. So, guys, we want to check that out. So, anyways, happy birthday to Eric. So, I just wanted to throw that in there before I forgot. So, anyways, overall, though, this was only a 2-minute and 15-second trailer, but it was more than I was expecting, really. What did you think about it, Shannon? Scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? What are your thoughts on this particular trailer?
Because like I said, due to what's everything going on with, you know, COVID and everything, I'd probably give it a higher score than I would normally, but probably like an 8, because I know I'm going to watch it. And as long as I don't hold it, like I couldn't, the jokes and stuff I wouldn't have on regular Star Trek, but the cartoon version of Star Trek, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. I hear right where you're coming from. And how about you, Charles?
I agree with Shannon. They're a good 8. I think I want to see more on it, but it definitely got me saying, yes, I definitely need to see this episode. I definitely need to see what's it's all about.
And you know what? I am right there with you guys. I think an 8 is just right where it needs to be. I was concerned that it was going to be, you know, like Family Guy, Simpsons type of humor, that it wasn't going to work in a Star Trek context, and that it would come off as just stupid. I was concerned about it, but after seeing this short trailer, I was very pleased at how the humor was pulled off, and it felt Star Trek-y to me. It didn't feel cheap or forced. It worked for me, anyways. I thought it worked.
The story that I've gotten is that the direct writer of this series is himself a major Trekkie, and his focus isn't that you're going to laugh at Star Trek humor. You're going to laugh with the Star Trek humor. They're not going to make the cheap pot shot. They want to make you laugh, and they want to leave plenty of Easter eggs that are going to be sitting there at the regular Trekkie fans going to sit there, that is funny. Because how many fans that are not Trekkies out there, if you say, oh, that cleaning? The regular person's like, okay, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Right.
We're going to sit there and laugh. It's like, oh, he has to clean the holotech. Oh, now that's funny.
Because we don't
know. Thought about that before. We have
never
thought about
like, oh, everything just disappears when you leave, was what we thought.
Right. And you never know what's on that floor,
like,
what's on those walls that may be left.
Oh, my God. That's an Orville episode all by itself, but okay.
Yeah, I thought like Shannon said, the scene where the dude is in jail and she shoots the phaser at him.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing because it was on. Yeah, it was on the gun.
Well, I think they were testing the force field. Yeah,
that was just funny. And then there's another scene where they eject some space pod or something out of the ship. And it's floating across the screen, and they're sitting on the bridge watching, and all of a sudden it explodes. And the one guy looks at the other one, he goes, "We're going to get fired for this." I'm just like, this is funny.
We didn't think we just demote people in Starfleet, right? We don't actually fire them. Oh, except for that Edward guy on Short Treks. Yeah.
Funny.
We didn't fire him. The Tribbles ate him, or whatever.
The Tribbles ate him.
Yeah, the Tribbles ate him.
There was the other scene where she's playing with the shields and the shuttlecraft. The shields go up, the shields go down, the shields go up, the shields go down.
Because we would do that. Come on. You never get to play with shields before. You play with,
I would do that. I'd play with the button. So,
I don't know if I'd sing along with it, but I would play with the buttons.
So far, what I have seen in this trailer is far exceeds what I thought it was going to be. And I'm more excited now to see it than I was before. Because the humor seems to be spot. You know what? It's like this. It's like Star Trek IV. You know, when you watch Star Trek IV, people complain, well, it's the funny movie. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Humor in Star Trek IV is funny because of the context in which it wouldn't be funny normally, but it's the people saying it, the
right.
situation that they're in, and how they play the scenes that make them funny. To you and
yeah,
me, they're
like,
hilarious.
Like,
you know?
Computer? It's like, no, because yeah, there's no talking to computers. Or there be whales here, Captain, or whatever the line is.
Yeah. To us, that's funny. And I think this show is going to be the same way. To us, we're going to find all those things hilarious. Regular people might not.
So,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Regular people.
Another funny thing that you wouldn't expect is when the first officer's like, okay, I'm going into a fight. Okay, I'm just going to rip my shirt off and go start fight. But, okay, what Starfleet officer is going to take his shirt, rip his shirt off, and go into a fight?
The Shatner.
Especially the first officer.
And then there's another scene where they're walking off the bridge, and he goes, wow. After a nice second contact, I'm going to go grab myself a beer. You want to join me? And they both go off and come forward for a beer.
Chest bump. They like chest bump on the way up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I mean, I could see Picard and Riker doing that, you know?
But that'd be just wine or something. No beer, but yes.
Right. But I like it. It's got a good tone. They didn't go
right.
over the top. And it's just, it's good. It's like the opening scene, the very opening mm-hmm. scene where you hear the music and the guy's doing the captain's log and it started out and I'm like, wow, I thought this was going to be a comedy, but this is serious. Captain's log.
Start 8, 3, 4, 5, 8.
And then all of a sudden that charade that it's serious just gets thrown out the window.
When she opens it in the closet. Yes.
And laughs at him. You're in the closet.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Are you doing a fake captain's log?
Oh,
I was just laughing.
And then there's a scene where he's like, does my hair look better like this? Like, do I look more promotable like this or like this? And the other guy's not even paying attention to him anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the captain says, do you see a captain's chair in your future? And then the next scene, he's down at, does my hair look this way or this way? And it's just well done. Very,
I'm glad
very
they
well
made a guy
done.
Do that, too, not a girl do that. Yeah.
And there's a green woman
yes.
in there. And she shows up on the bridge, and she's all excited, and she's standing on the bridge. And, oh, this is way cooler than I thought it would be. This is the best ship I've ever seen. And they're rolling their eyes. Like, this is the best ship you've ever seen.
Okay, it's probably the first ship she's ever seen.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. No, the guy, the blue guy that gets stabbed with a spear, he looks to me like, is it, I can't remember his name, Mort? The guy, the barber in TNG, that's who that looks like to me.
Oh, he's a Bolian. He's a blue Bolian, I believe.
Okay, thank you. It also kind of reminded me of the one on Orville that sprayed blue ink at people.
Oh yeah, played by Rob Lowe.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Like, it took me a minute to recognize Rob Lowe as that, but yeah.
Yeah, I
agree.
I'm looking forward to this show. I really think it's going to be good, and I really hope that there's Star Trek fans out there that aren't just going to shut their minds off and just not even give this show
okay.
a chance. You know, come on, guys. Have an open mind.
Okay.
Give the show a chance.
Okay.
And hopefully, and something else, too. This is going to be a 30-minute show.
Right.
And normally, like Star Trek the Animated Series is a 30-minute show, but they're only 23-minute episodes because of commercials. These are going to be a full 30 minutes. It's not 30 minutes minus commercials. It's a full 30.
Right.
which tells me some of the episodes, just like we saw with Discovery and Picard, some of them may clock in at 26 minutes. Some of them may clock in at 34 minutes.
Right.
They're not that 30 minutes isn't cut in stone. They can go over, they can go under, but you will get the full time. It won't be like Star Trek, the animated series, where it's only a 20-minute episode after commercials.
Well,
you're going to get a full 30 minutes.
You gotta,
pretty close.
Because you don't have to fit into commercial TV.
Right, because the CBS
right.
owns it.
It's
they can do whatever they want with
it. It's been a streaming. It fits into a streaming release.
Mm-hmm.
But your streaming release, you can do a half hour, hour, whatever you need.
Yep.
Exactly.
No, but like, the reason I wasn't happy when the Orville, I mean, I did end up liking Orville. The reason I didn't like it is I don't like potty humor, and Seth MacFarlane is, you know. So, but this doesn't look like it has potty humor. It just looks funny,
yeah.
Which is different.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you a little story. This
okay.
morning, I saw the trailer drop on StarTrek.com. Well, StarTrek.com
mm-hmm.
didn't have it on YouTube. So it's like, okay, let me go to YouTube and try finding the video.
Right.
I found four references to the video. None of them were
mm-hmm.
the real video. Four of them were already people talking, discussing Lower Decks.
Yeah.
They were already discussing the trailer. I found multiple sources of several podcasts who today we're going to do a review of Lower Decks. The trailer dropped, they're doing podcasts just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, they're talking about it. I guarantee a bunch of them are going to sit there and say, well, hey, I'm enjoying this. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure one or two are going to say, okay, it's silly humor. I'm not going to watch it. Okay, you don't have to. But I think there's going to be enough fans that are going to watch it and that are going to enjoy it that like this type of humor. That are going to make it another popular Star Trek series.
I agree.
We already heard they got their second season. We already have heard
yep.
they got their second. They already got their approval for a second season.
Well, and we know that, like, this is no matter what happens with COVID, they can shoot this and the one for Nickelodeon because they're animated. They can shoot them around the other stuff. Whereas originally this wasn't supposed to come out till after the next Discovery season.
Right.
And the thing is, voice actors can do all their work from home.
That's right.
Because many of these people are doing their own home studios. They don't need to go into a studio to do it. Because many of these shows aren't even having the actors working together in the same studio. They do their lines separately.
Well, I think a week or so ago, didn't Jim say that he thought that they would release this in the next season of Discovery? And I was listening to something on like YouTube today, and they said the exact same thing.
Okay. Yeah, we said on the show that I thought we would be seeing this show before we were going to see Discovery because of the COVID shutdown. That's exactly what they did. They shifted the schedule around and dropped
mm-hmm.
this on us before. And I think we might actually see this other animated Nickelodeon show as well sooner than later. We'll just have to wait and see how they do it. But yeah, we might see season two of Lower Decks before we see season two of Picard.
Oh, that made me a little sad, though. Yes.
Because
depends on
Hollywood.
Depends on recording setup.
Yeah, they haven't even started shooting season two of Picard yet.
I know.
I think they're
we'll
still working. Yeah, I agree with Shannon. I think they're still doing scripts for that one.
Yeah, well, and obviously they're not doing, like, Picard's a producer now, and he's in the middle of writing his own book. So he's not working on the scripts too much, I'm sure, right now.
We will see season two eventually. Believe it or not, guys, COVID will, at some point, we'll get it under control. And things can go back to normal. Yes, they'll come up with a vaccine at some point. Don't know when, but they will.
I know.
And
I have a friend that researches on that. So they're people I I was actually going to drive to California to see my dad. I planned it last month for this month. It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, all we can do is wait.
Last month, I could have driven to California without it being as big a problem, but I can't do that now.
Yeah, well, all we can do is wait and wait. But that's what we're here for, guys. We can fill your time. We have all these great podcasts. And so you guys can listen to us, and you can watch Lower Decks. We will definitely be doing a full interview on August 6th because that's the first episode airs on August 6th. Well, August 6th is a Thursday. Well, what did that lady say, Charles, on our when we about Thursdays on our podcast?
Or something.
Yeah.
Thursdays are Star Trek Day?
Yeah, she said Thursday was Trek Day or something like that.
You still need to get her to call in.
I'm holding for her right here, Star Trek Origins on Blu-ray. All she's got to do is message us or give us a call, and I'll drop it in the mail and send it to her. But,
that reminds me, I won something at the fan sets last contest they did live, and I don't have that yet, so I need to see where that went.
What? I went off into Never Land.
Well, I mean, they never asked for my address, so I need to text those guys and like, where's my prize? Because I won. They had a bunch of different fan set stuff, and I won the first thing, not the really cool thing, but it's still cool. It's just not the coolest thing, not the big 25th anniversary set.
Right.
Okay. I got an autographed animated book, I think.
Well, that's not shabby.
No, it's not shabby at all. Like, ooh, I want that, and then I drew my name. Like, okay.
Well, that's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, before I just wanted to say that I'm really looking forward to you know what, guys, here, you know what, we got some time here. I want to play the trailer for you guys one more time because we're on the radio, and I've watched it on my TV probably five times.
At least four. So.
You guys are listening to it, and so you don't get the visuals that we have. So I want to play the audio for you guys just one more time here. So here it is, the Lower Decks trailer.
Captain's Log. Stardate 57436.2. First contact is a delicate, high-stakes operation of diplomacy. One must be ready for anything.
Are you pretending to do a captain's log?
We're all supposed to keep logs.
Okay, let me listen to it.
No, go away. Leave me alone.
I can't believe you're wasting your shore leave on this.
Wow.
This is the greatest ship I've ever seen.
Hey, you, Ring Girl.
Pump this. Don't pass out.
Sorry, sorry.
I'm good at exploring strange new worlds and solving space mysteries.
Let's see what I got assigned.
Holodeck waste removal.
That's Klingon prison stuff.
Oh, oh, oh.
Ensign, do you see a captain's chair in your future?
I hope so, ma'am. Hey, if I part my hair like this, do I look more promotable or less?
The Cerritos might be falling apart, but that's our job to keep it together.
And you are a natural-born warrior.
Okie dokie.
And we're here?
No, we're actually way down here.
Keep it moving, Lower Decks.
Next!
My senior staff are always up for a challenge.
Nothing like a cold beer after a smooth second contact.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah!
It is better down here, where the real action is.
We're gonna surf side by side.
An elite team. We're not really elite. We're more like the cool, scrappy underdog.
We are so getting fired for this.
Attention all decks!
Lives are at stake.
But our crew is ready and focused.
Ooh, this is the new shuttle with the blast shield.
The blast
shield.
And it comes down and it goes up.
Blast shield.
Stop it.
We live on a spaceship. Nobody is dying from a spear wound.
Hang in there. You got this.
Space, the funnest frontier?
Long-range sensors have located a very sexy...
No!
Definitely no! No! No to this!
And also
nap!
Oh, you almost phasered me!
Calm down. It's set to... It was set to stun.
Actually, we're the cool, scrappy underdogs. I love that scene. I'm laughing again just listening to that. It sounds hysterical, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great addition to the Star Trek family, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I think Star Trek is big enough that it can make fun of itself and laugh at itself. And I think this is just going to be something that the fans, this is going to be like something that we've never seen in Star Trek before. I think they tested the waters with the short treks, Ephraim and Dot, which was an animated one, and The Girl Who Fell from the Stars, which was an animated one. I think they tested the waters with those. They were very well received, and I think that was the nail in the coffin for Lower Decks, which had already been approved for two seasons prior to the animated Lower or short treks anyway.
I think the fact that Orville came out and we could see sci-fi with comedy in it, and I think they thought, you know what, maybe we can do that with actual Star Trek. I think that's their goal. It's like, okay, let's put some comedy in Star Trek. Let's make it funny.
So we can make fun of ourselves instead of somebody else doing it for us.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact
that Galaxy Con is rated as one of the top Star Trek films by most fans tells you something about it, because we can make fun of ourselves. We know we're nerds. It's okay.
Yes. I agree. And that's why back in the 80s when TNG came out and they made a big deal, oh, we're not Trekkies, we're Trekkers. And they changed the Trekkers. Well, you know what?
I was always a Trekkie. I was never a Trekker.
A Trekkie.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah.
I'm a Trekkie, period. End of story. I'm a Trekkie, cut and dry. I don't know what a Trekker is. You can be a Trekker all you want. I'm a Trekkie. Done. Over. So, yeah. I'm excited about the show. My daughter, Jamie, watched a trailer with me, and she was laughing and thought it was funny, too. I was hoping maybe she would call in from the other room and share her thoughts, but I guess not. My wife just waved her hand at it and said, that looks stupid, and walked out and didn't watch it.
Your wife's not a Trekkie?
No, I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
You married her anyway?
Well, she loves Picard.
Okay.
She was crying over Picard. The Riker Troy episode, Nepenthe. She lost it when Picard died on the planet. Oh my God, it was a funeral in my house. She loved it. And when we couldn't go to the premiere of Picard, she was pretty pissed. But she doesn't like any other Star Trek, just that. Discovery, stupid. Deep Space Nine is dumb. Enterprise is ridiculous. TOS is a joke. Strictly TNG and Picard. That's all. Cut and dry.
Well, you remember I watched all the episodes of all the series. And there are good episodes and bad episodes in all the series. I mean, there really are. Each one's got a really, really, really bad episode. But overall, they're all entertaining, just in different ways.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is going to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you guys heard whether or not this Lower Decks is going to be individual 30-minute standalone episodes, or is it going to be like for season one's going to be this mission, season two is going to be that mission? Have either of you guys heard how this is going to be?
Nope.
Looking at
Charles,
the teasers, I'm going to say it's going to be episodic, but they're going to do episodes. I don't think it's going to be serialized.
That makes sense, though. If they're going to do Second Contact, they should be a different planet every week, really.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. They're going to be there after the Enterprise.
Right, because, you know, the Enterprise went to different planets almost every week, and they'll be following that kind of format, I would think, as opposed to, like, an overarching idea. So.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think of that, but you're absolutely right. They'll probably be in a different location each week at a different thing. We know they're going to be at the Klingon homeworld because we saw that. And so they will be there at one point. And we do see a Romulan. We do see one of them fighting a Romulan. So they're going to end up somehow involved with Romulans at some point.
And
then there's the Borg. So, yeah, they'll probably be all over the place.
Are we sure they're Romulans and not, they're not fighting a Vulcan? Because that would be interesting.
No, actually, I saw the seal on it. It's a Romulan. Because it's got
okay.
the old staff.
Shoulder pad.
The Romulan sash.
Okay. Sash. I thought maybe it had the big shoulder pads and the carpet pattern, because that would work too. You know what
yeah.
I'm talking about?
So,
the costumes, yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw the clip that Charles is talking about. It definitely was wearing the gray. It looked like a Romulan. I mean, it was quick,
okay.
but it did look
yeah.
like a Romulan.
Oh, you remember when she picked him up and is throwing him? That one?
Yeah, when she's throwing him across, it looks like they're on the bridge. I think.
Huh. I'll throw back and look. I only saw the still shot of her in that black outfit that like. Crusher and then war when they like snuck in someplace.
Yeah, I'll have
right?
to go back and watch the trailer for.
I didn't see that in the trailer. I saw a different clip online. Is that in the trailer?
Yeah, in the trailer she's kung fuing or jujitsuing or something.
No, not that. There's another scene still I saw that was not on the trailer. It was on YouTube where she was picking somebody up and she was in the black outfit that they wore. When they snuck onto a base on TNG.
Oh, I'll have to go try to find that.
Yeah, I think that's the scene that looked like maybe Romulan because the person she picked up and was throwing looked like a Romulan or Klingon, probably. I'm sorry, Romulan or Vulcan, probably Romulan because to me it had the big shoulder pads and the whole outfit, too.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that. But, before we are out of time, though, I also there's something else I want to throw out at you guys. Monday, the 27th, we're going to have episode 2 of the Book Nook, and we're going to be talking about Drastic Measures and special surprise for you guys. The author of that book, Mr. Jason Ward, will be on with us live on Monday, the 27th,
nice.
To talk about his book. And wait. There's more. Not only are we going to be talking about Drastic Measures, but he also helped write the new Klingon Modiphius role-playing rules, which I don't think that book has – you can pre-order, but I don't think it's actually hit the shelves yet. Has it, Charles?
I don't think it's hit the – it has not hit – the physical copy has not dropped yet. I believe the PDF has.
So it's probably – it's probably in the pike as it's going to be hitting the shelves soon. So we're going to be talking about that and Drastic Measures. So you guys want to tune in?
And I got some discussion about it. I heard some talk from Odysseus, and I thought it was going to be another reference book. I found out this one is not a reference book. This one is going to be a full source book. That goes along with the player's book.
Oh,
so
nice.
You can actually play the whole game from this book. It actually changes up some of the rules and makes it more specific to Klingon.
Yeah, the original book, you went through Starfleet, you picked your background, blah, blah, blah. This one, you get to pick your Klingon family and your bloodlines, and it's the whole straight through. So this is like almost like Star Trek Adventures 2.0, I guess you could say. So there's a lot of information on Klingons, obviously, but it's not a straight source book. So we can talk to Dayton about that as well. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And something else, just because we're talking about new Star Trek, I know this is kind of old at this point, but Strange New Worlds is also being worked on, well, will be worked on when COVID is over. And for those of you who haven't heard it or aren't aware of it, here's the brief teaser trailer that was put out for Strange New Worlds. This is the man, Anson Mount, Ethan Peck, Mr. Spock, and Rebecca Romijn, who plays number one, that are doing this particular trailer.
Strange New
World.
You asked, we listened. It's happening.
Wow, I'm so glad I finally get to share this news with you guys.
Speaking just for myself, I have never received more love from a fan base than I have from the Star Trek family.
Without you, this wouldn't be happening.
so thank you so much.
I can't wait to put on that gold Starfleet uniform and deliver number one right along Captain Pike and Spock.
It is a huge honor.
And it means even more for us to be able to announce this right now at a time when so much of the planet is hurting.
The ethos of Star Trek is so curious and welcoming and unifying.
And we're going to get to work on a classic Star Trek show that deals with optimism and the future.
Here we go. I can't wait.
And I guess there's only one more thing to say. Hit it.
Oh, and I'll be hitting it. I cannot wait to see that. So we have Lower Decks, which is dropping on the 6th. We have Picard Season 2, which is in the works. We have Discovery Season 3, which is 98% completed. Hopefully we'll be seeing that around November, December-ish. And we have Lower Decks Season 2, which has been announced as well. We also have Section 31. People keep forgetting about Section 31.
Oh,
the Michelle Yeoh-led show that's going to be have her and Ash Tyler on it. They said right from the beginning that that show would not be done until Discovery Season 3 had been released. So that show is still on schedule to be released. We also have this unnamed Star Trek Nickelodeon animated series, which I think tentatively is being called Prodigy. Is that what they said, Charles?
Yeah.
I think that was it.
That's what
Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Right. So it's a good time to be a Star Trek fan, guys. And then on top of all of that, there was another post that the producer of Star Trek II has said that they, Paramount/CBS, has contacted him about writing another Star Trek movie. So, what's his name? Michael Hawley? I can't remember his name. Hawley was announced as writing the script for the next Star Trek movie, but now there's a second movie in the works. We don't know if they're Kelvin movies, if they're independent movies, if they're we don't know anything about them because everything has been stopped because of COVID, but there is a Star Trek movie of some type in the works as well. So it's a great time to be a Star Trek fan. We are truly in the golden age of Star Trek. So my score for this Lower Decks trailer was an 8. Shannon also gave it an 8. And Charles also gave it an 8. So we're right there on 80%. So that's a pretty high rating, and we're just about out of time. That's pretty cool, and we're just about out of time. So I want to say thank you very much for hanging out and Trek talking with us about Lower Decks tonight, Shannon. It's great to have you. We always have a chair at the table for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
And of course, Charles, my right-hand man. I wouldn't do any podcast without Charles by my side. So thank you very much for hanging out and Trek talking with us as well, Charles. It's been awesome.
I do have some Star Trek news of my own.
Oh, okay.
On my ship, I'm getting promoted to first officer next week.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
So and what's the name of your
USS,
ship?
It's the USS Hunter S. Thompson, because he's from Louisville.
Cool.
Excellent.
And I just want to say one last time, happy birthday to Eric.
Woo-hoo!
And we might, I don't know if we'll have a chance to sing happy birthday to him on the when Manu is with us, but anyways, I wanted to say that for now. And listen, guys, I'm your host, Uncle Jim. Stay safe and be good to each other. Make sure you tune in next Thursday for Trek Talking and Beyond. Visit us on Facebook at Trek Talking and Beyond, spelled out, at Facebook.com. Make sure you tune in for the Book Nook with Dayton Ward. That's going to be a lot of fun. And just generally, try to be a good Star Trek fan. Have a good night, everybody. Stay safe. We'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Live long and prosper.
Can we go already?
Yes, fine.
Engage.